Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rob Ellis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Skip Lockwood. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Skip Lockwood. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to third. Voss moves to second. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis scores. Voss moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lockwood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Theobald moves to second. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Theobald moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Briggs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Theobald applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubiak for the out. Ellis moves to second. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockwood strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado strikes out. One out. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubiak. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams bunts towards the mound. Lockwood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bradley moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradley moves to third. Williams moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bradley scores. Williams moves to third. Kelly moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvarado strikes out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive towards third. Ellis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt, who is chasing the ball. Kubiak reaches third base with a triple. Bart Johnson now pitching. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kubiak tags and scores. One out. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockwood hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Sanders now pitching. Frank Tipdino now playing first base. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Richard pinch runs for Mike Andrews. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez fires to first and picks off Hermann. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Lee Richard now playing shortstop. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellis for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kubiak bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts between the mound and first base. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Johnstone moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly is walked intentionally. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. Kelly moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.